This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and this is Morning Devotions. I've had the Living Bible with me now for quite a number of years, always found it very helpful. I guess the Living Bible is a little bit out of favour these days, but I like it. It does help me. And the other day I read Proverbs 13 verse 6 and it was all about this word goodness. And Proverbs 13 verse 6 says, "A man's goodness helps him all through life." And in the New Testament, we also read Galatians 5, and the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. That's Galatians 5:22. Goodness, that's a special quality. You know, I can tell you about a good movie, or that was a good meal last night, but what are we really talking about? I mean, I heard someone say, "I may not be a nice person, but I am a good human being." So what does this really mean? Well, I'm not sure that I fully understand. I think there's a lot of confusion about this word goodness. It was Abraham Lincoln who used to say, "I never had a policy, I just tried to do my very best each and every day. When I do good, I feel good, and when I do bad, I feel bad. That's my religion." Well, Abraham Lincoln, or Honest Abe as he was known as a thoroughly good man. The very end of the movie, Saving Private Ryan, you might have seen that. Private Ryan is now an old man. He returns to Normandy Beach where so many of his comrades died that he might live. And you see him standing there before the grave of a guy that actually saved his life, and his wife comes over and stood next to him, and he turns to her and says, "Tell me that I am a good man. Tell me that I lived a good life." Now, I think there's something that registers with us with words like that as we get older. I think we really deep down want to know that we've achieved something significant in our lives, that we are a good person, that we want to know that our lives were worthwhile. I think it does become important as you get older. So when we talk about goodness, we're talking about someone who is kind or helpful, caring, patient, understanding, even loving. And we usually know a person is good by what they do. A good person helps others. Not just people that they might know, but strangers as well. They've got this inner strength to make a difference to the lives of others. A good person will feel the pain of others and understand that pain. They take responsibility for their own actions. They don't blame other people. And they don't make excuses. They're honest, as I said before. Good people strive to be honest with not only other people, but with themselves as well. And I think they're fair in their decision-making. I like the story of Emma Atkins. She was in Vietnam in the early 1960s. Her husband was an American engineer for the military. And she noticed that every Vietnamese woman over the age of 60 had a bent back. And as she watched them over the monsoon season, the sweeping of the debris was done by older people who used a broom with a short handle. And since wood for the handles cost too much, Emma found a long-stalked reed and planted shoots from the reed by her door. And so she tended these reeds, and one day when the neighbours were in her home, she cut a tall reed and bound coconut fronds to it and began to sweep with her back straight. And when the people saw this, she told them what she was doing. And 4 years later, when she moved back to America, she received a letter from someone in the village in Vietnam. It said, "In the village of Chang Dong today, the backs of our old people are straight and firm. No longer are their bodies painful and bent. And you'll be pleased to know that on the outskirts of the village, we've constructed a small shrine in your memory. At the foot are these words, 'In memory of the woman who unbent the backs of our people.'" Now, what a great compliment to pay to someone to have helped unbend the backs of other people. Well, the Bible, of course, I think is our standard for goodness. It means being a good person, doing good. The Bible says that God is good. He created everything that is there. He said it was good. It's God who made us, who we are, and he's given us a new life in Jesus Christ. And it says in Galatians, "Let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. So don't forget to do good." That's what the Bible says. Heavenly Father, thank you that there are good people around. Thank you for the example they give. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.